One of the summer's most anticipated shows is set in a women's prison. The second season of Orange is the New Black is out today on Netflix. Few of its stars are getting more attention than Laverne Cox. She was recently featured on the cover of Time magazine as a symbol of transgender acceptance. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, Cox plays a trans woman who used to be a burly male firefighter.
There's a scene from the first season when Cox's character, Sophia Brissett, stands awkwardly before a mirror, gauging how she looks in a tight denim miniskirt and sparkly purple top. With her is her wife, who did not expect this in her marriage, but she's trying to offer support.
You should be dressing like a classy grown-up lady.
You think I'm classy?
Can't have my husband walking around like a $2 hooker.
The wife rifles through her closet and pulls out one of her own dresses.
Yeah, this color looks good on you.
It's a gift, a costly one.
Can't believe I'm doing this.
You don't have to.
Not many characters on television look like Laverne Cox, a tall, glamorous black trans woman, and they were rarer still in popular culture when she was growing up in the 1980s in Mobile, Alabama. As a child, Cox was mesmerized by the androgynous beauty of a dancer on the music show Solid Gold.
This woman by the name of Darcelle, and she had this impossibly long, like, hair weave, and she was just fierce. And as a kid, I wanted to be Darcelle.
Because Cox acted like the women on TV she idolized, her schoolmates chased and often beat her after school.
My femininity was seen as a problem that needed to be solved.
And to solve it, her third grade teacher called her mother one day
and said, "Your son is going to end up in New Orleans wearing a dress if we don't get him into therapy right away."
There was therapy, but also dance and theater classes at a high school for the arts. Cox found community there and went on to study creative writing and dance in college, first in Indiana, then in New York City.
I had a shaved head at the time, and I shaved my eyebrows, and I wore false eyelashes every day.
She was spotted by a theater professor who cast her in a play by Max Frisch called Andorra.
And I had no lines. I played the village idiot, and the village idiot grinned and nodded, and I kind of stole the show.
Cox started acting professionally on television. Black trans actresses tended to get cast as sex workers, and she played a few. Then there was the off-screen bigotry, like when she was walking through the streets of New York.
And I was kicked. I heard some anti-trans slurs, and I heard someone yell out, "That's a man," and I passed this group of black guys. And then one of the guys kicked me.
That led Laverne Cox to go on a reality show, I Wanna Work for Diddy. She hoped by competing to be the music mogul's personal assistant, she could show a black trans woman getting respect from a powerful African-American man. She proved popular with the other contestants and with viewers. VH1 gave Cox her own reality show, where she and two other trans women made over hapless frumps.
Look how that takes in your waist.
Yeah. The show ended up getting lots of criticism from the trans community.
Some of the critics were sick of shows where gay people and trans people ran around magically fixing straight people's style issues. There's a slight element of that on Cox's super successful drama, Orange is the New Black. Cox's character, Sophia, runs a jailhouse beauty parlor.
"You know how often I come buy new weed. You're probably going to look like this till Christmas."
"Uh-uh, I paid you 7 bottles of Pantene for this.
Ain't my fault you went
out." The show's creator, Jenji Cohen, talked about Sophia on WHYY's Fresh Air. The show flashed back to the character's life before jail and before she medically transitioned. Cohen said that presented a problem.
"Laverne's a woman, and she has breasts, and she doesn't have body hair, and she... you know, it would have been very difficult to show her as a man."
But as it happens, Cox has an identical twin brother.
"Her brother came in and did a great job. And we have this one scene where he goes down to rinse his face in the sink and then she comes up in prison and it's the same face."
In the show, Cox's character commits credit card fraud to cover the cost of her medical needs. And she's busted.
"I don't understand.
Orange is the New Black has won a Peabody for illuminating people too often dehumanized by their incarceration or their perceived gender difference. And Cox says the show gets plenty of love from people on the streets.
"This woman, she sees me in this grade. She's like, 'Oh my God, I love you in Orange is the New Black.' And I was in prison. And I was like, oh, what were you in for?"
Cox's character is in a women's prison. Laverne Cox is now producing a documentary about a trans woman in Minneapolis who fought an attacker and killed him. She served time in a men's prison. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
Think of all the crossings, taking steps is easy.